Surprise! Jaguar cuts 500 management jobs after woke rebrand. By Simon Kent on July 17, 2025. Jaguar Land Rover, JLR, is looking to cut 500 management jobs as it copes with falling sales and brand management issues in the wake of its much-maligned woke repositioning efforts. Last week, the legendary British carmaker revealed a drop in sales in the 3 months to June blamed on slow exports to the US because of tariffs and the planned wind-down of older Jaguar models. Leftist UK Prime Minister had noted that tariff imposition and gave his promise he would protect the jobs of Jaguar workers, a hollow vow that has now been defeated by events. The BBC reports JLR said it would launch a voluntary redundancy scheme while predicting the reduction was not expected to exceed 1.5% of its British workforce. The firm described the sacking of 500 management staff as normal business practice. Car industry expert Professor David Bailey of the Birmingham Business School told the BBC that US President Donald Trump's decision to impose a 10% tariff on British cars exported to the US play a big role in this. It wasn't that long ago that JLR was reporting bumper profits, £2.5 billion profit to the year ending in March, which was its best results in a decade, he told the BBC's Wake Up to Money program. The swinging job cuts also come in the wake of Jaguar sparking outrage and disbelief in November when it launched a glossy ad campaign with bright colors and catwalk models. The bizarre Type 00 concept car, see above. A large, pink Grand Tourer, followed as well as a much maligned new logo and badge. The controversial ad excluded any images of its sleek sports cars as it touted its transition to a fully electric, ultra-luxury company. The scrapping of the well-known Big Cat badge in favor of a geometric J design also drew fierce criticism along with laughter. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.